These are the security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending April 12, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. A Liverpool court sentenced the Silk Road 2 founder Thomas White, sometimes called the Dread Pirate Roberts, to 5 years, 4 months in prison after he pled guilty to charges of drug trafficking, money laundering, and making indecent images of children. Investigators first tied White to the Silk Road account St. Exo with financial and Bitcoin transactions and later found a private PGP key for Dread Pirate Roberts 2 on a seized computer. White was originally arrested in November 2014 and had been out on bail during the investigation and trial. Gmail has become the first major email provider to integrate the MTA STS and TLS reporting security standards designed to thwart man-in-the-middle attacks. MTA STS can ensure that any mail received has gone through an encrypted channel. TLS reporting lets servers find out the success or failure of messages sent out. Bloomberg reports on Amazon's Alexa voice review process, which uses thousands of contractors and employees to review voice recordings from Echo devices. The recordings are transcribed, annotated, and fed back to improve Alexa voice recognition. In a statement from Amazon, the company said it reviews an extremely small sample of recordings and that workers have no direct access to information that can identify the person or account. However, Bloomberg reports that clips are associated with an account number, as well as the user's first name and the device's serial number. Security researchers Maddie Vanhoff and Ale Ronan disclosed 5 vulnerabilities being called Dragon Blood that affect WPA3 Wi-Fi security and authentication. They include denial of service attack, 2 downgrade attacks, and 2 side channel information leaks. The last 4 of those can be used to exfiltrate user passwords by exploiting flaws in the Dragonfly key exchange. The downgrade attacks caused the networks to use an older, insecure password exchange system, and the side channel leaks forced networks to use leaky algorithms that can allow a password to be discovered after repeated attacks. The Wi-Fi Alliance announced a security update for the WPA3 standard to mitigate the attacks. Vendors must now integrate the changes into their firmware. The U.S. Department of Justice has charged Julian Assange with conspiracy to commit computer intrusion of a classified computer system. The indictment accuses Assange of helping Chelsea Manning in cracking a password stored on the United States Department of Defense computers connected to the Secret Internet Protocol Network, a U.S. government network used for classified documents and communication. The Washington Post printed excerpts of a chat between Assange and Manning back in 2014, where Assange says he gave hashes of passwords to, quote, our guys to crack. Ecuador removed its asylum protection of Assange Thursday, accusing him of intervening in the internal affairs of other states. He has been arrested on a charge of breaching bail and has an extradition request from the United States pending. A bill from U.S. Senators Deb Fischer and Mark Warner would ban practices developed using behavioral psychology to get users to authorize the use of personal data. This includes so-called dark patterns that prompt users to click OK to transfer things like contacts, messages, browsing history, and more. The bill would also ban platforms with more than 100 million monthly active users from designing addictive games and sites aimed at children younger than 13. It would also require companies to get informed consent before performing behavioral experiments on its users. A professional standards body would be created to work with the FTC on best practices. Firefox is adding crypto mining and fingerprinting blocks to the beta and nightly versions of Firefox, which should arrive in the stable version in a few weeks. Crypto mining is when a site, possibly without your knowledge, loads code in your browser that mines cryptocurrency. And fingerprinting is using data about your browser, your fonts, your operating system, and other details to try to track you. Firefox is using scripts from the folks at disconnect.me to block the content. Finally, the European Data Protection Supervisor is investigating Microsoft's contracts with EU institutions to see if they comply with the GDPR. The investigation was started as a result of the Netherlands finding 8 GDPR violations in Office Pro Plus and Office 365. That investigation was concluded in February. Microsoft says it plans to modify how it collects user data by April in order to come into compliance. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.